We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Samach Tesam Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Samach Tesam Rav. We just learned that the drasha that teaches us the Ben Bekua's Mutta is not from Behema Ba Behema, because who said a Ubar is a Behema? We proved from Temura that a Ubar is not a Behema, a fetus is not a Behema. So we darshan the word V'chol Behema. V'chol Behema, Rav is a lot. Break the Marakash, Almiyato, Hashaychas Behema, Motzvot, Mosyoina, V'shech the Behema, you find inside it a Behema that looks like a Yoina, looks like a bird. The halacha is that it's not mutter. So it's, but now it's your mutter, it's history, because it says v'chol behema. Alamar v'yekana, shekhas behema, what's my dosi yayna? If you shekh the behema, you find inside it a behema that looks like a bird, looks like a dove, asa v'achila. It's asa v'achila. So if it's v'chol behema, that's your mutter also. And for the Gemara on top of the bay is being a process for lekka. And that process says v'chol behema, it says v'chol behema, but fresh is parasa, v'shah says a straight process. It has to have hooves, split hooves. So obviously a yoina does not have split hooves, so therefore there's no way you can darshan v'chol behema. So Mar says, no, that's true, you need split hooves. El miyata kolot me para litzar. We learned before, the halach is, if you find in the me para a kolot, means you find the behema inside a para, which is a kosher animal, you find a behema that has non-split hooves, it's one hoof, so then it's one piece, the halach is mutter. Why is it mutter? It's not process. So I'm going, no, it's not sure. I'm telling Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Yechai, because it says parsa behema techelu. It says lashon shtei process, and also says in the passing, my fresh is parsa. So we darshan either or. A parsa or a process in a behema could be eaten. So therefore, we answered all the questions. Yoina is neither. Yoina doesn't have a parsa at all. But either a parsa or a process will be mutter if a chol behema is found in the behema. So this man, the Yama holds the Maisa, Alokha Lamaisa, where's the drasha from of Ben Bekua? For the chol behema. Rav Shimon bar Rashi goes back to the first drasha, behema ba behema. That's usually the drasha quoted all over Shas from Rashi, like this man yama. Rav Shimon bar Rashi yama loylam kedikam smikar avada. It's like the first way you said the drasha is v'chol behema ba behema, behema ba behema. I had a kasha from Tmura. That was a big kasha. I'm gonna answer the kasha. Loylam kedikam smikar the kasha loch ein memirim. It's not shver. Really, it's called a behema. So you have Tmura on a Uber. Why don't you? Hamani Rav Shimoni, the makash tmura lemaiser. He makes a hekash tmura lemaiser. In the pasuk it says, by meiser, lo yivaker ben toiv l'ra v'lo yimerenu. That's what it says in the pasuk. Lo yivaker ben toiv l'ra v'lo yimerenu. And we darshan that over the water, speak it out tmura by meiser. To makash everything to meiser. Just like meiser is a carbon yachid, has to be a carbon yachid, has to be kachem mizbeach. And also has to be an animal that can walk. Yavar tachas hashavet. By maisa and behema, it has to go under the stick. So avada uber can't walk under the stick. And therefore, there's no tamura by uber. Just like by maisa, there's no maisa behema by uber. There's no tamura by uber because it's hukash lemaisa. So really, it should be a tamura because it's called a behema. Fahaman Rav Shimoni, the makas tamura lemaisa. By maisa, no yigbe varam vibaram. Bubaram, af tamura, ain no hegas vibaram vibaram. They're also not knowing. Very gushmak of pshat, very gushmak of teretz. Now, Yomar wants to prove, I'll prove to you that the Mandi Omar of this brisa that says Eim Amirim is Rav Shimon, actually. It's Rav Shimon. We're going to bring a Zaytik Arai that's Rav Shimon who holds this. We're not Temra. What's the Rai? It's Rav Shimon, who's the Mar de Shmaitza of this brisa that says Eim Amirim Ubarim Veivarim. Who said? The Tanan. So we're finished the behema part of it. Now we're going to different things. Proving that's Rav Shimon. Remember, we're answering that really it's called a behema ubra. Why doesn't it have tamura? Because of the hekesh. But now, who said it's going according to Rav Shimon? We're not tamura. It's not. Learned in the Mishnah, Vayta, at the end of that Mishnah, where the Mishnah says no tamura on evarim and ubarim. Rabbi Yossi argues on the evarim part. On Rabbi Yossi, v'aloyim mekadoshim ha'imer ragla shelzu oila. If someone goes over to a behemoth and says, I want to make that regal into oila. The halacha is the whole thing turns into oila. So, avkas yoyim a regal shazu tachazute kula tamura tachtao. Same thing, but I say, this regal is tachas that regal, or tachas that behemoth, it'll be a tamura. That was Rabbi Yossi's tiny. Argon and Tanakama. Tanakama says, no tamura on an aver. I said, what are you talking about? You have tchilas kachim on an aver. Why can't you have tamura on an aver? That was his tiny. Now, Laman Kamahadle, who's he talking to? We want Tanakama to be Rav Shimon. I'm going to prove that Tanakama must be Rav Shimon. Laman Kamahadle. Ilaim le Ramei Rav Yehuda. Is he talking to Ramei Rav Yehuda? Mi islu hai svara. They don't hold that if you say a regal zu oila, it's a oila. And you ask me from a kadoshim. They don't hold that. But time with the bride. So yokloim a raglo shal zu oila. If you say this regal, I want it to become a oila. Tekul oila, tamaloima, koila shiite menu la shem, ye kaidesh. Mi menu kaidesh, loi kula kaidesh. Only part of it is kaidesh. Mi menu. Only part of it is kaidesh. Not the whole thing. Yokl teitze lechulin. Maybe you could just be poida that one limb. It stays Kaddish. Okay, you sell the whole behemoth L'tzarcha Erlis, and with the mea chulin chutz the Ever Shiva, divra mei Rav Yehuda. And the whole thing is chulin, besides for the money of that Ever, that goes to Kachem. Divra mei Rav Yehuda. It's only you can pay it by selling the whole animal for a oila. But like a partner, Rav Mei Rav Yehuda hold, if you say regal zu oila, only the regal oila. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon both say, Menayla Oimer Ragla Shazu oila, te kula oila. Tamaloima yea, the rabbi says kula. That yea as a rabbi is that the whole regal becomes oila. So now, Rabbi Yosi went to the Tanakhama and said, you're telling me there's no Tamura on a Aver? What do you mean? A Aver can become Kaddish completely when I say Regal Zu Oila. So, Laman, who is he telling that Tashish to? Either I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, Miyaslu HaSvara. They don't hold that if you say Regal Zu Oila, the whole Behemoth is Oila. They hold only the Regal Zu Oila. So what's your Taina? El Alav is talking to Rabbi Shimon. So it's a Raya that the Tanakhama, the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, then it's Kamin Chaimer. It's very good shmak. Because Rav Shimon is the one who holds it as a hekesh tamura to meiser, and that is why it's taken out on the ubar. It's taken out of tamura because even though it's a behemah, it's still a hekesh. So I'm proving you this idea that it must be Rav Shimon. So the Gemara is not a proof. Lo Rabbi Yosi time that Rav Shekama. Rabbi Yosi himself also holds like that, and he's saying his own reason. We said it's Rabbi Yosi and Rav Shimon both hold that the regal zu oila. So he's talking about himself. He's not talking. He's saying he's not right on the comments of Shimon. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. But he's saying like this, that maybe really Tanakhama holds that it's not a Eva Uba because it's not a Behema. So Rabbi Yosi is telling Meir, he's not because he's saying that you hold like that. He's saying like this, I hold like that. I know regular Zazu Oila is Kul Oila, therefore I hold it's Pasha to Tamura. Doesn't mean they have to hold like that. And therefore it's not a riot to the Shaila, but either way, it's good tires anyway. So bottom line is, there are two Makairas for Ben Pekua, either Behema, Ba Behema, or V'chol Behema. And we answered the kashas that were on it by saying that Uber Taka is a behemah according to the second man of the Yama. Aye, tomorrow, hookish the mice. So, like the Mishnah, new Mishnah, and this Mishnah talks about a Bechar, and because of that, the next Sugya, including the next the whole Amun Aleph, will talk about Bechar. The halacha is that a Bechar only gets Kedushas Bechar after it's born. So, the firstborn of an animal has a din of a Bechar, which means it belongs to the Kayin, it's number one. Number two is that if it's alive and we're at a mum, it has to be brought as a carbon. If it's not alive, so then it belongs to the Kayin and he can do whatever he wants with it. If it's an Avela, he can use his skins for whatever he wants. If it has a mum, he can shecht it and eat it. So Zok the Mishnah, Hamavakeres Hamakasha Leleid, this Mavakeres is having his firstborn and is having a hard time giving birth. You could cut off each Aver by itself, throw it to the dogs. Why? Because each Aver, when it comes out, is not Kaddish B'Kedushas Bechar, because it wasn't born yet. The Aver is not called a Leida yet. And therefore, the Gabi Bechar is not called a Leida. And therefore, it doesn't have Kedushas yet, you can throw it to the Klavim. But Yotzer Rubai, once Rave of the animal comes out, Hareze Yekover, you have to bury it. Even if it comes out dead, you have to bury it. Why? Because it's Yotzer Rubai, Hareze Yekover. Why? Because it has Kedushas Bechar. V'Nifteres Mena Bechar. And either way, when it's potter from Bechar, say if it comes out at once, and say if it comes out piecemeal, either way, the next behemoth will not be considered a Bechar because it's called Peter Rechem. Now, what does it mean, Yotza Rubai Reze Yekav? It's like Rashi. Yotza Rubai Ka'achas V'chotchoy. The rave came out, you cut it off. So now, you have to bury it. You have Kedushas Bechar. Freik the Ramban, what do you mean? How could you cut it? It's a Bechar, and you're not like Matal Mum B'Kachim. So how do you cut it? When it's coming out, you cut it after the rave came out? Zok the Ramban, it came out mace. And you see from the Ramban, I'm already chiddush, that even if it comes out mace, it still has kedushas bechar. Which maybe it's not a big chiddush if you learn bechar, but that's what comes out. Even if it's yotza mace, it has kedushas bechar. Itma, yotza shlish. It came out so far shlish. I'm talking about a live one here. Yotza shlish, umachroi loy vechavim, and you sold that shlish that came out to a guy. Vechaz yotza shlish acha. Then another shlish came out. Now until it comes out roiv, it doesn't have kedushas bechar, right? So when I sold it, pastor, so it should be a good mechira because it wasn't mechira yet. Now the next shlish came out. Now you have 66%. Now for sure it's a right. Rav Huna Amar Kaddish. Chaz v'yotz shlish achar. Rav Huna Amar Kaddish. It has kedusha. And Rabbi Amar a Kaddish. There's no kedusha. Let's explain. Rav Huna Amar Kaddish. He holds kusava l'mafreya Kaddish. Once Rav comes out l'mafreya from the beginning, it was considered a leidas bechar and has kedusha already then. But given the Nafak Le Rube, Igloy and Muslim Afreya, the Mikara have a Kaddish. We know for sure that it was kosher from the beginning. Umay de zavu isol to a goy, lav klum. You can't sell a bechor to a goy. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the goy, and you can't sell it to a goy. So lav klum zavu, it's not a sale. Rab amano ain't a kadosh. Kusav mekan la abak kadosh. Only comes kadosh when it hits roiv. Here, when it hit roiv, it already belonged to a goy. Part of it belonged to a goy. Lachay is if you have a shutvus goy, it's no kedusha. Umay de zavu shabbos zavu, and therefore, like Rashi says. So we have a machlekes seal, Afreya kadosh, we can't have all kadosh. Machlekes Rav Huna and Rabba, if Afreya kadosh, we can't have all kadosh. Va'ozlu tamay, we have a similar machlekes. Ditmar yotzo shlish derech doifin, if a third came out with a cesarean, v'shnei shlishi derech rechem, and two thirds came out of the rechem. Now, before we even go weiter, what exactly is a shaila? Rashi says, "Yotzei shlish derech doifin tchila de sam v'sakin." Used sam like medicine and sakin. You opened up, you got a third. V'gemar leida niftach rechem yotzei shlish derech doifin. Now the pella is the slach as how in the world is that possible that it gives birth to a third through a Syrian and all two thirds to the rechem? What do you mean? Went back in? What was the case? She says maybe went back in, but it went back in according to one man the Yama. That's called a chazara. That's called chazaros. So then we're saying this man. We're going. What's going on here? Zokta tzlach. The case was you cut it. Actually, a third came out and you cut it, and the other two thirds came out derech the rechem. That was the story. That was the mice over here. So we have a similar machlekes here. The ozlo tamay. Rav Huna Amar ain't a kaddish. It's not kaddish. Why? The Gemara will explain. Rav Amar kaddish. Who knows any kaddish? Why? Rav Huna tamay Amar frey kaddish. It goes back. Which means every time Rav comes out, and you look at the beginning, that's called the Leidas Bechar. Veruba Kama Lesa Berechem. Now, you look back, the first part is coming out while to Yaitu Daifin. While to Yaitu Daifin. So therefore, it's not a good Kedushas Bechar. Because again, when you have Rav, it's a kasha, exactly what the Dimian two things are, so I'm explaining already with the Achoredim's beer, that here, he holds my Freya who Kaddish means that once you hit Roiv, you look at the Leda and the Kedushas Bechar from the beginning. And from the beginning, the Leda was a Yaitse Daifin. It doesn't have Kedushas Bechar. So therefore, it's not Kaddish. Rabba Ma Kaddish, Rabba Tamei, Rabba Kala Abba Kaddish. So now, you look at now. Now, by Bishas, when it's turning into the Roiv, it's already, and it's already going Derech Rechem. And therefore, you even have two thirds Derech Rechem, and therefore, it'll be Kaddish. Rabba Tamei, Rabba Kala Abba Kodesh, Ruba, Derech, Rechem, Nofek. And it came out Derech, Rechem. So really, the two exact same Achleikasim. So Gemara wants to know why I need both of them. V'tzricha, D'yashvinim Baha, Balkam Rav Huna, Meshum Delekula. Maybe Rav Huna only argues by, he wants to go to Chumrah. He wants to be Kodesh. So by Ayvichavim, he says it's Kodesh because he goes to Chumrah. But maybe by the case of Yaitu Daifin, he would go to Kula. And he would go to Chumrah and say, there it's Kaddish also. And here the Chiddush is saying it's a Kula. Maybe only by Goy, if you would say in a Kaddish would be a Kula. So you went to Chumrah. But maybe by the case of Yaitu Daifin, also go to Chumrah. Maybe they go to Chumrah they also. Maybe they go to Chumrah. And Tap Amar Aleph, if you said by here, or the case of Yaitu Daifin, Malkam Rav Kos Chumrah. Vaha, maybe there, Maid Rav Huna. Maybe it would be Maid Rav Huna by the case of Goy, that there is also Gol Chumrah. And there, not a good sale to the Goy, and it's Kaddish. Tzricha. Therefore, we need both Machlaikas and to say the Chiddush Lekula. The Chiddush Lekula. Both of them are the Chiddush Lekula. The Chiddush of Kula of each one. The Chiddush of a Kula is the second Machlaikas, the Chiddush Rav Huna says, ain't a Kaddish, that's a Chiddush. It's not that you go to Kula. And the first machlekes is the chiddush of Rabba. They go to kula that by the guy buying the first third, it's not kaddish because yadagav emtsa. That's a chiddush of both cases. And mention tomorrow. We'll continue with a kasha from our mishnah on these man di amrim.